Bradley.
Hi, Jeff.
Bradley, I was curious earlier in the day, the Hotels Association put out a little preliminary press release that said, effectively, please, please, please don't reintroduce the 4 metre rule. Why did you do that? Was that being kicked around this morning?
Look, we've been having discussions with government over the past weeks, ever since the AMA has been calling for the most restrictive measures possible, that is the 1 in 4 square metre restrictions like South Australia. We've been talking to government about the ridiculous suggestion that came from the AMA about bringing in those draconian restrictions, because they absolutely decimated hospitality in South Australia. They were regarded as the laughing stock of the country with the restrictions, and we didn't want to go down that path. We also knew that the government was meeting this morning to consider its options, and part of the process of engaging with advocacy in government is you put public messages out, and thus the press release. And we're very pleased that the government did not go down that path of following the doctors' union and asking for and putting in place that 25% limit, and 75% of our areas being restricted. And so we're very pleased that a reasonable restriction's been put in place, but still, nonetheless, it's going to cause problems and it's going to put a downturn in the hospitality venues themselves.
Just remind us then what the changes will mean to hospitality. Yes, we'll still be able to go out. We'll still be wearing our mask. The expectation will be that we're still fully vaccinated and show our certificates. But what might be different from Monday?
Well, the good thing is what's different from Monday is only a reduction in capacity of the venue. If it's a 500-person suburban pub, it'll be reduced to 250 people. If it's a small bar or a smaller tavern of 100 people, it's going to be reduced from 100 down to 50. So it's going to cause a fair amount of restriction within those venues. And for some of the businesses that don't have a large capacity to start with, it's a big drop in their numbers. And so it is going to be very hard for some of our smaller members. But hopefully it will be a short-term measure. We won't see it as anything that becomes, you know, in place for anything like a year we saw last time.
Yeah, interesting. I was about to ask you how long we will see these measures, but unless we are in a position where we obviously have a peak in March and April and May numbers drop considerably, do you have some confidence that the government will respond by making those adjustments just as quickly?
Yeah, absolutely. WA was the first state in the country to remove the 1 in 4 square metre restriction that was in place between March and June 2020. Premier McGowan led the process by removing that ridiculous restriction back then. And in our discussions with the Premier, his staff and other ministers, there's no desire to keep unnecessary restrictions in place for any period beyond what they're needed. Obviously, it comes down to the advice by the Chief Health Officer and considered by the Police Commissioner. But certainly, WA has had sensible measures in place and sensible restrictions that have only been relevant to the period that is needed. And I'm confident going forward that that will continue to be the case. And that's certainly the position that we've put to state government. And I've got no reason to doubt that they won't be sensible about removing or eliminating these restrictions at the right time.
Appreciate the chance to talk to you, Bradley. Thank you very much indeed.